What's up, sisters and friends? Y'all, I'm so excited to start y'all's Monday off together. This one is gonna be so good because if you loved Elise's podcast, Elise was my friend who was waiting on a baby, and that story was just incredible, and I know so many people resonated with it. Now we have Elise's sister on the podcast, who's another great friend of mine, and I'm just so stoked that she's here to share her story, and we just get to talk because honestly, anytime I get to hang out with Lydia, it is a joy. So welcome to the podcast, Lydia.
Woo-hoo.
Also my twin, yes. Which we don't really see it, but like it is so crazy.
No.
Like people stop you all the time and ask you if you're me.
Yes, I got that from like, I was like in ninth grade, like it was like we were little and like because we grew up in the same town, we knew of each other, we didn't really know each other very well, but I would go to like church camps or like Chick-fil-A, just the most random places, and they'd be like, do you ever get told you look like Sandy Robertson? And I was like, yeah, I do.
It's crazy. And it's weird because I get the same thing. When I was younger, people would be like, do you know Lydia Dozier? Y'all look so much alike. And I was like, yeah, that is so crazy. And we both always got told that we looked like Miley Cyrus, which is so funny.
Yes, it was always you and Miley Cyrus. Those are my two like celebrity lookalikes. I was like, yeah, I get it all the time.
Which you really do look like Miley Cyrus. Mm-hmm. I don't really see that for me, but it is weird how many people have said that. Like, I legit walked into an airport convenience store one day and someone goes, my God, Miley Cyrus. And I was like, nope. Like, what? But it's just funny. So we get that all the time. And yeah, we grew up in the same place. We didn't really know each other. And same with Elise. Like, I knew of her, didn't know her until I moved back from Nashville and we all kind of got connected. And for context as well, because Reeves is on the podcast. Reeves is leading LO Worship and Lydia and Reeves are dating.
Yes. So he's going to be so happy you said that.
He's like, where's my shout out?
And he's like, I can't wait for Sadie to say that.
That's hilarious. Reeves is like, score. Well, it's actually really cool too because by the time this podcast comes out, the dates won't be the same. But in our life right now, LO Worship actually releases this Thursday or Thursday night at midnight. So really Friday. And Lydia and Reeves' 1 year is Thursday.
Yeah.
Which, come on.
It's going to be the sweetest day. It's going to be so much celebration.
So much. That is crazy. I love that so much. Okay, so we're going to talk about how you and Reeves started dating and all that kind of stuff later because it's just a fun story. Actually, we should start with it.
I know, it's
Let's start with it.
It's so fun. It's sad. Funny. It's funny. Now it's hilarious to look back on
okay,
and laugh at.
Okay, we have to say it because so many people right here might be in the friend zone and they're like, what does this even mean? So you and Reeves were like best friends.
Best friends, like the best of friends. My best friend was dating his best friend at the time. And so that's how we met. And at first it was like, oh, he's cool. Like he looks cool. He has long hair. He has tattoos. I was like, he's a fun guy. And it was like immediate best friends. Like we just like every day together, but truly best friends, like nothing more, like nothing less. It was just best friends. And it didn't take long for him to, you know, I started like, okay, wait a second. He kind of likes me. I think he likes me. And I would tell my friends, like, we'd go to his house and hang out because it was just normal.
Yeah.
But then we'd leave and I'd be like, y'all, I think he likes me. I don't know what to do about this. Like, I don't like him back.
And what's funny is I was always trying to set one of y'all up with Reeves.
Yes.
And y'all were like, no, we're just friends. And you really didn't have any interest.
No.
Like, you really were just his friend.
I was really just his friend. Like, it was truly, like, just friends. Like, just friends. And I tried to make that clear too because when I started realizing I thought he was showing interest in me, I was like, I in no way want to lead him on. So I was like, how am I, like, am I leading him on? Like, am I like enjoying the attention? Am I flirting with him? Like, and I was like, I don't think I am.
Yeah.
But I don't know because he might have thought I was because he got really bold really fast.
He went, which that's so Reeves. Like, me and Reeves, if y'all don't know this, have been friends since we were literally in diapers. And like, Reeves has always been like, 100%. If he's like, if he's either 100% in or 100% out. And I remember he kind of started having feelings for you.
Yeah.
And he was confiding in one of our other friends who then gave him the advice, well, you should tell her.
Yeah.
And what we thought he would do was tell you, hey, Lydia, like, I know we've been hanging out as friends. Like, I'm really starting to like you. But that's not what Reeves did.
No.
Reeves was like, I love you.
I have to tell it. It's just hilarious because, well, first of all, the first time he told me I was beautiful. And that was like the first, like, okay, he definitely likes me. And that was when we were, like, at a Live Original event. And I, like, told y'all, I was like, y'all, he's getting really bold. And everyone around me is like, Lydia, just go for it. Like, go for it. He's a great guy. Why don't you go for it? And I was like, I just don't know. I don't feel peace about it. That wasn't it. Yeah. I was just out of it. But literally 2 days later after that, that's why I say he didn't wait long. He just, like, jumped right in. 2 days later is when he showed up to my house unannounced. And comes in the house, and he's just like, Lydia, I just have to get this off my chest. I think I'm in love with you. And he'll be so mad I said that, but actually not. Because now it's just so sweet He is just so, like, intentional, and he knew how he felt. And he was like, I'm not going to waste either of our time. Yep. Like, I know how I feel about you. Like, I know I want this with you. Yeah. So, like, do you want this too?
Which you have to appreciate, because so many girls out there are, like, longing for like that clarity, and like so many guys out there who are listening to this podcast, it's like, if you're gonna pursue a woman, like, pursue her, be clear about your intentions. And maybe he came on a little strong, but at least it was clear from day one.
Yes,
he was actually
there was no confusion there, like, on his part. I was like, I know how he feels about me, and that is so sweet now looking back. And it's just so funny, because even then, that day, I literally was just like, okay. I was like, I don't know what to say. Like, okay. And then I have to tell it. The next day was, we were at church. And it was the next day, and I hadn't talked to Reeves again. And he leads worship, obviously. And so he's up on the stage, and he's singing. And I'm on the back seat, like the back pew, and I'm crying. Because I'm like, I love him, but is it as a friend, or is it more? And I went to Sadie and Christian.
No, see. That was literally the first time and only time we've ever been on the prayer team at our church. Like, yeah. I love that kind of stuff, but, like, I like to just, like, go to church. Like, we do ministry 24/7, yeah. So I like to just go to church. But I was like, you know what? Let's join the prayer team, Christian. That'd be great. So we joined the prayer team.
I try to forget about this moment, because now, like, a couple years later, it's so embarrassing.
No, it's not embarrassing.
But I just went to them in, like, full tears, and I was just like, I just don't know what to do, and I don't want to lose his friendship, but I just don't think, like, this, I just don't think this is it. Like, I was like, I don't know, but this isn't what I want right now. I knew that. I did know that.
Yeah.
And, but now it's so embarrassing to think. I just, like, I sobbed to y'all.
But,
like,
we loved it.
And y'all were so sweet. Oh, my goodness. We
literally loved it. And the thing that was really cool, and this is, like, so cool of God, is that me and Reeves really have been friends for so long. And you were a good friend of mine. Like, you are a good friend of mine. Now we've gotten a lot closer, and you're a great friend of mine, one of my closest friends. But at the time, like, we were good friends. And so I was like, well, this is really sweet, because if Reeves was dating her, like, that would make me so happy, because, like, Reeves is, like, family. And then, like, she's my friend. This would be awesome. Yeah. But I'm like, okay, I gotta respect her. Like, she doesn't want this. But I'm like, pray. I'm like, God, change your mind. Like, change your mind. And it was really beautiful, because I do think that, like, there is something to say. Like, it could be the right person in the wrong time. And, like, that was the case there. Like, it was the right person. You didn't know that at the time, but, like, it wasn't the right time. Like, you weren't there yet. And so when was it that you realized, okay, I'm gonna give this a shot?
It really was, like, right person, wrong time. And now I can look back and see that, because even, like, okay, well, to answer that question, I guess first, I kind of, like, I knew, even from the first time I said no, and I pretty much put him straight in the friend zone, I knew that, like, there was something more, like, the reason it was hurting so bad to do that. You know, I was like, okay, I've said no to guys before, and, like, you know, usually it's just, like, you move on, and it's like, okay, whatever. But, like, with him, I was like, did I make the wrong decision? Like, it was a constant, like, I just wasn't sure.
You were wrestling.
Yes, I was wrestling, like, a lot, and so I even, like, I talked to some other mentors of mine, and I was like, I just don't know, like, did I make a wrong decision? Should I have gone for it? And they gave me good advice, too, and it was like, now, like, you've made that decision, and, like, you kind of have to give him that space, because he also asked for the space.
Yeah.
And they were like, you have to give him the space, and also, like, pray in this time, like, that God would do something in your heart and in his heart.
Yeah.
And, like, if y'all are meant to be together, you will come back together better. But, like, right now, like, if you might have liked the attention, they're like, it could have been the attention you liked. So, like, humble yourself to, like, admit that, if that is the case. And
it's good.
Either way, so, like, it kind of took a lot of humbling of, like, you know what? Like, if I made the wrong decision, like, God has this in his hands.
Yeah.
Like, it's in his control.
Yeah.
And so a few months went by, and I was like, God, I'm giving this to you, like, this, like, because it was, like, a heartache, even, you know, which sounds weird, because I was the one who's friend-zoning him. But for me, I was like, I'm losing my best friend in this, because he was my best friend.
Yeah.
And I also do kind of want to say this, too, because I tell people now all the time, like, at first with Reeves, like, the main reason now I can, like, admit I didn't, like, jump straight into it was my own insecurities.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, I had like this vision in my mind of what I was going to end up with, you know? Yeah. And I was like, I'm going to end up with like a 6'6", like really huge, like jacked guy. And I was like, and I've done all of that before, you know, like I've been with guys like that before and it didn't work. And now it's like so sweet to see like in that season of like, it was like 5 months, which isn't that long, but like 5 months yeah. of like, I had told him no. And I was like wrestling with that no, God truly like changed my heart and my totally. Desires. And like, it was like, I don't want a 6'6", cool. like big guy anymore. I want a guy who like loves you, Jesus. Like yeah. I want a guy who loves you more than he loves me yeah. and like serves you before he serves me. But because of, good. You know, I was yeah. like, he just changed the desires of my heart, which was so sweet. And yeah. like,
y'all know I love a good story. I love hearing about a story, listening to a story, and there are so many unforgettable stories and characters out there, and Audible is here to help you discover all of them. Audible is the home of storytelling and lets you enjoy all of your audio entertainment in one simple, convenient app. They offer an amazing selection of audiobooks from every genre, like bestsellers, new releases, memoirs, mysteries, business, and more. There's always something new to discover along with your old favorites. If you're a thrill seeker, Audible is the place for you. Their selection of mystery and thriller titles, plus highly anticipated new releases, will keep your heart racing month after month. And Audible's next listen recommendation means that there's always something that you'll love at your fingertips. Audible members get full access to a growing selection of included audiobooks, Audible originals, and even podcasts. You can download or stream them wherever you would like and whenever you would like. Plus, members can pick one title every month from the entire catalog to keep. With thousands of titles, you'll definitely find something you love all in one convenient app so that you can listen anywhere, anytime. So if you're into the whole crime mystery thing, my sister actually just told me about a title called The Last Thing He Told Me by Laura Dave. And I gotta be honest, I'm not really into these kind of things because I get too scared too easily. And she was like, no, it will not scare you. You will love it. You'll be so into it. So I guess that's gonna be my next listen. So new members can try Audible now for free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/woe or text woe, W-H-O-A to 500-500. That's audible, audible.com/woe or just text woe to 500-500 to try Audible for free for 30 days. Go check it out, friends. That is so cool. And I'm glad you said that because I wanted to say that, but mm-hmm. I wasn't sure if you wanted to share it, but it was like, I remember the reason why as a friend I yeah. wanted to encourage you to date him is because, well, of course, like, I wanted to date him because I love you both. But the real reason is, like, as you were telling me, like, all the things you like about him, like, the only things you didn't like about him yeah. were based out of insecurity. I was like, yeah. you were like, well, I think y'all are, like, the same height. Right?
He's a little shorter.
Okay. Which I didn't know.
We're good. We're past that. It's
great. We're past it.
Yeah. That's real.
And that's like, he was a little yeah. shorter. And that's real. And honestly, so many girls think that. They're like, I had to have a guy taller than me. Yeah. Or he has to be this type of build. Or I want it to be like this type of person, an athlete. And at the end of the day, like, that's all going to fade. You know?
Like, well, exactly. And that's what, like, you told me and other people told me. It was like, Lydia, at the end of the day, like, who do you want to raise your children with? Like, yep. who do you want to do life with when you're, like, 80 years old? Like, who do you want taking care of you? You yep. know, it's like, he's an inch shorter than me. Who cares?
Yeah.
Like,
who cares? Are you going to miss out on, like, yeah. all of the fullness of, like, who he is yes. and the way he's going to pursue and how incredible he is because of one inch difference? And
yes,
like,
I know.
And but like, that's real. Like, mm-hmm. I know it when you say it like that, you're like, oh, how could I think that? But that's yeah. real. Because, like, we as humans, like, we're very, like, image driven. And, like, you even said, you were like, I love the way he looks. I love his tattoos and yeah, his ruggedness yeah. and his long hair. And he's, like, he's creative and an artist. And he yes. sings. So, like, there's so many attractive features to him. But there was one thing in your head that, like, was making you miss so much of the rest. And, yeah. like, it's so cool that you got past that. And now, obviously, y'all been dating for almost a year.
I know.
And are, like, so in love and have the sweetest relationship. And are yeah. some of Christian and I's greatest friends. And so, like, it's just really cool to see how far y'all have come. And I know so many girls, maybe they're dating their best friend, or maybe yeah. they're like, this might be the right person, but this is yeah. the wrong time. I love how you said you were like, I kind of had to be like, okay, God, like, maybe I made the wrong decision, but you're in this. And mm-hmm. I think so many people think they're gonna mess up God's plan, and you really, I mean, unless you are deliberately disobeying God and running in the opposite direction of God, you really can't mess up God's plan.
That's like, and that's so much like, you can just live in peace knowing that, like, if I'm pursuing the Lord and if I'm, like, doing the things of the Lord, like, I can't mess it up.
Yeah,
like,
no.
You know, like, he's Because he's in it. Like, he's in it with me. He's right beside me, walking it with me. So.
And he will reroute you. I mean, if you can learn anything from Jonah, let me tell you something. You want to run from God, let me have a fish swallow you and get you in the right place. Like, that actually is very comforting to me to know. It's like, okay, I'm going to do the best I can to follow you, God, but even if I take a left whenever maybe I should have gone right, like, you're going to redirect my path. Like, so good. So I want to talk to you about your story because you have such a honestly relatable story to so many people. Like, you grew up in a Christian home. You are a strong Christian now, but there is a little in between where you got a little lost.
Yeah.
And I think so many people not only have experienced that, but honestly, so many people listening to this are in that boat.
Yeah.
So tell me about high school and college.
Yeah.
Got a little shaky.
I know. So, I mean, I did. I grew up in such an amazing home. As Sadie said, Elise, who was on the past podcast, I don't know how long, a few weeks ago, she's my sister. And it was just, I grew up in like your typical just amazing Christian home. And I did have a great childhood, everything. But then when I got to high school, I was leading worship in like the church youth group and everything. Like, I was going to church every Sunday, every Wednesday. And I honestly probably could have answered every like Bible school, like Bible study question, you know, like I knew it all, but I didn't truly know Jesus and I didn't have a relationship with him. And that was the difference, you know. And it kind of did start out like in high school, I was kind of like the good girl, you know, like I was like, oh, it's Lydia. Like, she's a goody goody. Like, she's doing everything right. And then my junior year is when I kind of started to like, you know, well, I'll say this. My mom always told Elise and I both, if you're going to serve Jesus, like if you're going to serve the kingdom, serve the kingdom. But if you're going to like live in the world, like live in the world, don't do both. You know, like you can't have one foot in and one foot out.
Yeah.
And she always said that. And so it was always in the back of my mind. And I always knew that. But my junior year, I kind of started to do both, you know, because I was still on the worship team at church. And I was starting to kind of put my foot into like the parties. And I was like, okay, but everyone goes, like, I don't have to drink, you know. Yeah. And so I was like, I don't have to drink. So I'd go and it was like, Lydia's at a party? Like, this is, what is she doing here, you know? And then before you knew it, it was like, Lydia's at the party. Like, it's just normal. Like, that's just what she does. That's who she is. And so that was like high school, and I was in dating all throughout high school and never guys that I should have been dating, you know? And then really it was just like heartache and then like patching it up with something that was not ever going to fix it, you know? It was just heartache after heartache and choosing like drugs, alcohol, sex over God, you know? And at the time I was like, okay, but like in my mind I was like, I still know Jesus. Like, I still go to church. I still sing. I still like, I'm still going.
Did you think what you were doing was wrong?
I will say, like, I knew what I was doing was wrong. I did know. And I did like, to an extent, try to hide it. And I really was just living that like double life of like, I was like constantly like going back and forth at this time, like in high school, especially, like I knew right from wrong. Like that was the thing. Like, I knew right from wrong. And I was like, this isn't right.
Yeah.
But it's fun.
Yeah.
You know, I was like, this isn't right. And this isn't gonna like, this isn't gonna end good, but it's fun right now.
Yeah.
And I'm enjoying it.
Yeah.
And I was like, and tomorrow I'll get up and I'll wake up and I'll get ready for church and I'll go to church.
Wow.
You know? And so that was like, it just kind of started that cycle. But then college happened and it was like, I was so excited. I was like, I'm going to college. I'm going to be by myself. And like, I can make my decisions for myself. And my freshman year, I was in a relationship and I really just like kind of unplugged completely from the life I knew. And it like turned into like, I mean, it was just like a life completely like immersed in sin.
Wow.
And at the time, like I now looking back, like I'd be lying to even say it was fun. You know, like it was like I had such a mask on.
Wow.
Like I was like, at the time it was fun in my mind.
You
but looking,
it was.
Yes, I thought it was fun. And like looking back, I was like, that was the most empty, like lonely, broken time when like on the outside looking into, I will say this, like, I mean, for me, like, even my social media, like, I looked like I was living the most fun life. And I looked like I was so happy. And I looked like I was in the best relationship. But I was really crying myself to sleep every night, you know? And that was my freshman year. And I just told you this before, Sadie. But 3 years ago today, I remember I didn't know Jesus like I know him now. I didn't know him as, like, my friend, my father. But I still, like I said, I still knew the right from wrong.
You knew of him.
I knew of him. Yes, yeah. I did not know him. And I actually, 3 years ago, I remember I was just broken, completely broken. And I remember praying. I was like, God, like, if this is not the man that you have for me, like, if this is not who I'm going to marry, you have to help me. Like, take him out of my life because I'm not going to do it. I was like, I just know myself and, like, I can't get out of this. Wow. Like, I was just in a place where I was like, I can't do it on my own.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like now we have such a sweet God because it's like, oh, so the next day is when this guy came over and kind of in like shock himself was like, I'm breaking up with you.
Wow.
And I remember even then I was like, God, like, I don't even know you, but you're answering my prayer.
Wow.
You know, and you would think that that would have been like the turning point.
Yeah.
No, it actually like, but
because that was hard.
That was so hard. I mean, it was like the hardest thing, like, you know, and I feel like people can downplay like the like hurt of a breakup like that. But
no, that's hard.
It was hard. And I just like, I didn't get out of bed for 2 weeks hard. Mm-hmm. Like, I was like devastated because, I mean, I was 18 years old, but I was like, I had already had the whole rest of my life planned in my head with a guy that like was not the one, you know?
Wow.
And that leads to a lot of hurt. And
absolutely.
So 2 weeks of just like tears in my bed, like couldn't leave. And then when I did get up, I got up and went to the wrong place. And it kind of turned into that whole fall semester. I went back to college and I was just drowning like my hurt in, once again, like patching it with all of the wrong things.
Wow.
You know, like I was like, because I remember like when we broke up, I remember the next day I was like, God, like, I want to change. Like, I do.
Mm-hmm.
I do want to.
Yeah.
And I remember, like, waking up that next morning and, like, getting, like, I saw this graphic that was, like, talking about choosing joy. And I was like, I want to, like, know joy. But how do you know joy when you don't know Jesus? You know? And so I was just like, I want to know joy. But then even still, I took off running in the opposite direction. It was like, I can't even explain it. Still, like, it was just like, oh, I'm just so grateful that, like, God was still pursuing me even then, because I took off running again, and, I mean, again, I was patching it with the wrong things. I was patching it with drugs, alcohol, sex, and, like, it was, like, I mean, I thought I was at my lowest point, and then I just kept getting, like, dug deeper and deeper, and it was, like, I was doing that to myself, because I knew the answer. I knew that it was Jesus, but I just didn't know how to let go of the things that were comfortable, you know?
Yeah.
And so, that was all going on, and now I can still look back though and see, even in that, like, in my darkest moments, like, God was pursuing me the whole time, and it's just so humbling. It really is, because it's like he was there.
Yeah.
And it's just so crazy when I think about it, because it's like, I may sound crazy and people may not believe it, but I would literally like wake up like the next morning after like a night out and not even remember coming home, and I'd wake up to my phone playing worship music.
Wow.
And I didn't do that, you know? Wow. Like, I did, but like, because Jesus did that.
Wow.
You know
what
I mean?
Crazy.
And like, it was like, I would just wake up in tears, just like, God, like, why are you still here? Like, why do you still want me?
Yeah.
Like, what do you still want to do with me, when like, I knew the whole time is the thing. And it's just so crazy because he was there, and he was like, the whole
time
he was
crazy.
Like, just turn your face to me, you know?
Wow.
He's like, just all you have to do is just turn your face to me.
It's so the prodigal son story. It's like, which is so meant, like, that's most of our story.
Yeah.
You know, it's like
to
us running from some extent, and yours looked like that. And it's like the father's always there, like, waiting for you to come home. And even like blessing you in the meantime, like, here's your inheritance. Like, here are things that like have to do just because you're my child. Like, you know, like, I'm still going to be with you. I'm still going to pursue you. I'm still going to be right here with you. And I love how you said, like, he was answering your prayers. Like, even, like, it was, like, before you even, like, knew him, before you were even living for him. And so many people think, like, okay, well, like, when I get my life together, then, like, God's going to love me. But, like, no, like, God loves you right in your mess. Like, God loves you, like, God's heart, like, aches when your heart aches.
Yeah.
Like, he cares for you like that. And so, like, okay, I love how you're making it so clear that, like, you're talking to God. You're hearing God, you're talking to God, but you're still drinking and partying
and
going out and getting with the wrong guys. So, but you're like seeking something good, you're seeking happiness, but you're seeking it in the wrong places, but then there's God on the side.
Yeah.
When was it that you said that truly was like a marker? Like, obviously the guy doing that was not the turnaround. When was it that it was like, okay, my life is actually going to change and I'm going to stop pursuing this? And how did that journey look? Because when you're addicted to things, it's hard to stop the addiction. So how did you actually like make a whole repentance moment.
Yeah. Well, like, once again, because like you said, I mean, it's hard, like, when you're in it, because I still, even, like, with the guy, I was like, I don't know how to stop. Like, I don't know how to, like, leave him. And in this, I was like, God, like, it would be, like, the weekend I would go out, and then the like, Monday I'd be like, I don't know how to stop. I don't want to do it again. Like, I don't want to do it again. But I was like, but I don't know how to stop.
Yeah. Was it, do you think it was, like, because friends were doing it still? Was it because you craved that? Was it because you were trying to numb? What was it that made you, like, not want to stop?
At the time, like, my community was a community, like, that was just the life we lived.
Yeah.
And, it's like, normal. It was normal. And it was, like, that's who I did life with. Yeah. It was, like, that was normal. And I will even say now, like, I love those people still. I love them so much. And, like, but the truth is like, in that like, in that world, it's, like, it's all empty. Like, it really is. And, like, I was, like, empty the whole time. And, like, my friends were empty. Like, we were just, you know? Like, it was numbing. Like, whether it was, like, me numbing a breakup or someone numbing something else, it was all just numbing.
Yeah.
And it was, like, I think my number one thing was, like, it kind of got to the point where I was, like, God, like, I can't do life alone, though.
Yeah.
And I was like, these are my friends, because I had completely unplugged from church. Like, I was like, this was my life, you know? And I was like, I can't do life alone, though. And even still, I was like, I have to have people to do life with. And I remember, like, I called a friend. I called Elizabeth, actually. And I was like, hey, are you going to Passion? And she was like, hey, like, actually, yeah, me and Summer, which is another one of our friends, she's like, we're going to Passion. Like, come with us. Like, it was an immediate, like, come on. And this is while, like, they know how I'm living. And, like, I knew how I was living. But, like, they were like, come with us. Like, come on. And and so we went to Passion 2020. And it was just, like, I mean, it was just life-changing. Like, it really was. And I was just like, I kind of, like, went back, like, with that, like, fire, you know, how, you know, you just sort of, like, I was like, this is it. Like, I'm good. I'm going to get back, and I'm not going to mess up again. And it's like, I'm done with that. Like, it's good. It wasn't exactly the case, you know, like, I came home and I was like, God, like, I'm going for it. And I, like, deleted, like, social media for a few weeks. And I was like, I'm done. And then it really was like, I went out again. Okay. And I went out, and it was probably one of the worst nights of my life. And it was just like, just awful. I won't go into details, but it was just a bad night. And I woke up the next morning, and I remember it was, again, like, I woke up, I honestly, like, I didn't even remember how I got home. And I was, like, in my clothes from the night before, and I was, like, makeup smeared down my face, like, from crying, because I always cried. And I just remember that day, though, like, I looked at myself in the mirror, and this was in February of 2020, and I looked at myself in the mirror, and I was like, this isn't who you're going to be. Like, this isn't who I'm going to be anymore. Wow. And I just, like, fell to my knees, and truly for the first time in my life, I said, God, like, forgive me. Like, this is not who I know you've called me to be. Like, you've been here beside me this whole time. And, like, I'm not going to live this life anymore.
Wow.
I was like, this isn't who I'm going to be. Wow. And, like you said, the prodigal son, it really was, because
so powerful.
I got in my car and I drove to my parents' house, which was, like, an hour away. Still crying, boo-hooing on a Sunday afternoon. And I just walked in the house, and they were, like, getting lunch ready from, like, church. And I was, like, just crying. I didn't say a word. They didn't say a word. They just dropped what they were doing and just came and, like, held me. And they were just, like, they just held me and, like, loved me, because they knew. Like, they had, like, firsthand, they were my parents. They knew the hurt that was going on, and they knew, like, the battle that was going on. Like, because, I mean, there was a battle. Like, Jesus was fighting for me, but, like, the enemy was fighting too.
Yeah.
And they just, like, held me, and that was just, like, I mean, right here on earth, like, I had a glimpse of the love of the Father, like, through my parents, you know?
I know this story, and I'm crying again.
I know, and it's just, so, like, sweet. And it, like, I know, it makes me want to cry every time, but it, like, it humbles me too, because it was, like, I just truly, like, I can't say that I even did that, because it was, like, I can't explain why that day was the day that it was, like, like, you're done, but, like, it was, and I won't say I was perfect after that by any means, like, by any means, but even still, like, after that, once again, I was, like, God, like, I'm all in, like, I really am all in, but, like, you have to help me still, like, I was, like, still just, like, admitting, like, that I know I'm weak, I need you to, like, be my strength, and then, like, COVID happened, which I know for so many was so hard. And for me, it was so hard. I mean, I lost family members to it. But even still, for me, it was like, I gave my life to Jesus. And then a month later, the world shut down.
Wow.
And it was like, I had no choice but to, like, it was just kind of crazy, like, for me, of, like,
that's crazy.
I was like, I know I can't do it. And he was like, yes, you can. Like, here, like, go restore your relationship with your family. Like, begin pursuing me. Like, build new friendships. Like, start fresh. And I did. And, like, and it's just so humbling, because, like, he's just so sweet that he gave me that, like, opportunity. And, like, he heard me through it all.
That is so cool. It makes me emotional. It's so cool. I think one thing that's really powerful is it's similar to the prodigal son. And mm-hmm. I actually had a moment like this, too, in life. And here you are saying the same thing. There's a moment when I looked myself in the mirror, mm-hmm. and I was, like, I had makeup smeared on my face, too. I was living in a bad time of my life.
Yeah.
And I was, like, this is not who you are, you know? And you had the same moment where you look in the mirror and you're like, this is not who I am. And the prodigal son have a moment when he's with the pigs and he's mm-hmm. like, this is not who I am.
Yeah.
And I think that you have to have this moment in your life where, like, you actually come to terms with the reality of where you're at, where you're like, this is, like, bad. Like, I'm sitting here eating the pig slop.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sitting here and I'm living this life and I'm drowning in sin and I'm numbing everything and I'm doing it because it feels good, but it's so empty. And this is not what I'm created for. This is actually not what I'm made for.
Yeah.
And, like, in that moment, how do you go from there to life? Jesus. Mm-hmm. You know, like, how do you come from there to dead to alive? The only thing is the gospel. And, like, for you, it looked like going to your parents and, like, mm-hmm. just letting them hug you and letting them hold you and, like, starting with small steps, starting with community, starting with telling your story. I remember when you sat across the table at lunch for the first time and you told me that, and I was like, what? Because when you told me that, that was at the end of 2020, I think.
Yeah, it was at fall.
And this was at the beginning of 2020, and you already were so different that I couldn't even see that. I couldn't even see you in that position because I was like, what? Because you were such a different person because, like, you had just, like, I mean, it's like what the word says, like, you were walking in darkness and you were walking in light.
Yeah.
And, like, you looked, like, so fresh.
Well, I think that's, like, so cool, too, of, like, because for me, it was, like, I had to get past a lot of insecurity even after that of, like, everyone knows who I am now.
I was going to ask you that. Was that hard for you just, like, being, because you said a long time ago you were the Lydia who wouldn't go to a party. Then you were like, oh, Lydia's at a party. Then you were like, Lydia at parties.
And like,
then,
that is Lydia. Yeah. That's
so, like,
who she is. Yeah.
How did you get back to, like,
I think it was, like, there was a lot of insecurity and, like, in the sense of, like, I was almost, like, telling myself, like, you're not good enough. Like, you're going to mess up again. Like, you're going to fall back down again. Like, just self-deprecating, which is, like, not what you do. You know, don't do that. But, like you said, I was actually reading this morning in Acts, and it's, like, the Saul to Paul conversion.
Yeah.
And just, like, all throughout the Bible. I've been just, like, realizing it a lot lately, like, the immediately of, like, Jesus changed my life that day, and immediately, like, I changed, like, because of what he did. It wasn't because of me, but it was, like, I was not the Lydia that partied anymore.
Yeah.
Like, I was Lydia, like, daughter of the king. Like, I'm a child of God, you know? Like, it right then, like God said it and it's done, you know?
Come on.
So it's like, and I did not believe that at first. Like, I won't say that I woke up and I was like, yep, I'm good. Like, I'm past it. Like, no. But now I can say that, like, confidently because it is. It's like, I mean, God changed Saul to Paul, and, like, immediately he was out spreading the gospel.
Yeah.
Immediately.
It's crazy.
And he was killing Christians. Like, I mean, I was doing bad things, but, you know, like, he was killing Christians, and immediately, it literally says immediately. I love that word. I don't know why, but, like, immediately he did it.
Yeah.
It's like, don't even hesitate. Like, who cares what I did? Like, because Jesus is in me now, like, I can do this. Like,
and it's so cool because even with Paul, like, God immediately changed his life and he immediately started preaching. But that does not mean that everybody around him immediately, like, accepted that.
Yeah.
Like, whenever God told Ananias to go pray over Saul and to go, like, in the scale, he told Ananias, so you're going to go and you're going to lay hands on Saul and the scales are going to be removed from his eyes. And Ananias is like, heck no.
He's like, do you know
he was just killing Christians?
Yeah.
Like, do you know, like, because that was so dangerous for him. Like, if this is not true, if he's not hearing the Lord correctly, he's about to get murdered by Saul. But he goes and he lays hands and he prays and it happens. And then there's a couple of verses later, maybe it's even in a chapter, and the disciples are, like, arguing over Paul coming back. And I think it was Barnabas who stood up. I could be botching that. Who was like, no, like, he's had a true change. There's, like, one person who was like, no, like, I know this is true. Like, he actually changed. And so, like, that is so true, just to make a point that, like, God really can immediately change your life and he can draw you out of that and you can truly go from dead to life and you can truly go from darkness to light and you can truly change. You can walk in being the daughter of the king. That doesn't mean everybody's going to see that. And I think you have to believe it before other people necessarily respect it and see it.
Yeah.
And the fruit of your life does the talking.
Oh,
I remember talking to someone about this when I had gone through a rough season and saying, well, like, if people know this about me and I start living for the gospel, like, what are people going to think who saw me in that other light? And she told me, she said, let the fruit of your life do the talking.
Yeah.
And I remember that was almost like a hard thing to hear, because fruit sometimes takes a long time to grow. Like, actually can take a long time for people to see it.
Yeah.
But when people see it, then they're like, oh, well, now they just see you as the fruit. Now they just see you as Lydia. And like, yeah. That's why it was so shocking to me, because I only knew you as Lydia, my friend, my awesome friend who's so joyful and fun and loves her friends so well. And I was just like, wow, that's crazy. And so like, now, like, you're so not known for that. Like, you're known for who you are in Christ. And that's the beautiful thing of like, the old is gone, the new has come.
Mm-hmm.
And your life is such a testimony of that. So now you work for FCA,
yes.
Which is just awesome. Like, you're full on like ministry and like in a godly relationship. So like, you're, and this is 2022. This isn't that long ago.
No,
I know. Like, 2020 was not that long ago, and here you are. And so like, what's it like now? Like, where is your life now? How'd you get involved with FCA, and what's life look like?
Yeah. Well, I know, it is crazy, because even still, like you say that, I mean, it's been like 2 years since 2020. You know, like, it's really not that long. And I think it would be easy still for me to be like, oh, well, it really hasn't been that long. Like, am I, you know, but it's like you said, you have to believe it for yourself. And then like, the fruits will grow, like, as you, it's like, don't wait for them to grow, though, like, grow with them, you know?
Yeah.
And so it was, I started to feel like, well, let me start from last May. I graduated from college. So 2021, I graduated from college. And at the time, I had a plan to go get my master's in mental health counseling. But then the school that I was going to lost their accreditation. And I found that out like 5 days before graduation. And so that was kind of like a, like, what does this mean? Like, what's next, you know? And so then I was working out at Camp Chioka last summer, also summer camp. And, I kind of, at the beginning of the summer, I was like, you know what? I'm just going to like do my best to just be in the moment and like be present out here, like pour into these campers, like work here in this ministry, like love these kids the best I can. And then, I mean, honestly, but like every weekend I was like, what is my future? What am I going to do? I don't know. And then probably like 2 weeks before school ended, or not school, before camp ended, I really just like was just crying during worship one night, and I was just like, I felt the Lord put it in my heart, and he's like, you're gonna do ministry, and like, you're like, your story, like, it's not, it wasn't for nothing, like, I want this story to be used to like touch other people. And I was like, I just remember being like, I don't know about that, like
ooh, I hear you right on that one.
I'm like, say it, come again, you know, like, I'm like, I don't know. But I did, and I was like, and it was cool though, because while yes, I was like, me? I didn't. I was like, okay, let me call my parents. And so immediately I was like, okay, let me call them. I called them and I was like, hey, like, I know we've talked about me like getting my degree and like furthering my like career in that. And I was like, but I think God told me I'm going to do ministry.
Wow.
And they were like, my parents are amazing, but they were like, are you sure? Like, are you sure about that? And I'm like, yeah. And they're like, well, what do you want to do? Like, what does that look like?
Yeah.
Like, you know, like, there's not a ton of, like, just options for, like, females, like, in my mind.
Yeah.
Like, and in their mind, you know? And I'm like, well, I have no idea what it's going to look like, but I know that God was telling me that.
I know he said it.
I was like, I know he was saying it, and it's on my heart, and it's heavy on my heart. And so, like, I know, like, something. I was like, I don't know what. So it was just, like, that answer of, like, I don't know. You know, which is not a great answer to, like, give or to receive.
Yeah.
But that was my answer. I was like, I don't know. And so we kind of, like, ended it at that. And they're probably still in their minds, like, okay, like, she camp's about to end. She's going to come home and, like, apply for school. And, like, we're going to be good. But then it was cool, the story of how I, like, got in with FCA is pretty cool. So FCA here has, which FCA is Fellowship of Christian Athletes. We haven't had that in, like, 5 years here. And so the head football coach at the high school.
I didn't know that.
Really?
Yeah. Because I used to do that.
I know. We had it when we were in school. But they've had it, but not, like, as you know, like, cool. A leader. So there was no leader for like the past 5 or 6 years or something. And the head football coach of the high school I went to actually, April of 2021, felt called to FCA full time. And he's been a coach for 20 plus years. And so he just kind of was like, he stepped out on a limb, trusting like God and in faith with the, like, what God was calling him to. And he took the position as the full time area director of FCA. So that goes back to now. So then August 2021 is when school was starting back. And my mom taught at the high school that I went to also. at the time still. And so she was talking to some coaches, and she was like, yeah, well, Lydia feels like she's called into ministry. Kind of just casual conversation. Yeah. And like, she does, you know, she feels called into ministry. I don't know what that looks like. Just kind of, you know, getting off her chest. And one of the coaches like heard her. And then next thing you know, the next day, they're at the mall. And this coach that my mom was talking to ran into Jeff, which is my boss now. And Jeff is like, man, I've just really been like praying like that God would send a female to like to this ministry. Like, because he's like, I mean, we need a female. Like, you know, like sports aren't just for guys. Like, we need a female too. And the coach was like, oh, well, Miss Dozier's daughter is apparently feeling called into ministry. And so Jeff's like, oh, interesting, interesting. And then next thing you know, at that same day, him and my mom ran into each other at the mall too. And he was just like, Miss Dozier, I need your daughter's number. Like, he's like, and my mom's like, huh? But if you knew Jeff, he is like so on fire for the Lord. And he was like, I like the Lord is like, this is, she's the one. Like, she is the female. Like, I've been praying
for. That's crazy.
And so he calls me, and I, like, decline the call because I thought it was weird that my football coach was calling
me. That's hilarious.
And then I call him back, and it took, like, a few months of, like getting it all figured out and everything, but it was, like, pretty clear pretty fast, like, that that was, like, the answer. Like, that was what God was calling me to.
Wow.
And I don't know. It's just crazy.
That is crazy.
Now it's been a year since all of that, too. Which is just wild.
And when I say it's crazy, because, yes, 2020 wasn't that long ago, but your spiritual maturity and where you're at in life feels like forever ago. Mm-hmm. Like, and that's what I love about God. Like, time, what is time to God?
I know.
Like, it's just, it's crazy. So you are so planted and, like, so invested in all the things that God is doing in your life. And now you're literally going around to athletes all over Louisiana and, like, in our local high schools and talking to girls who are literally right where you are at. And you're like, and it's just so cool because it's not like, you're a Christian coming in like, don't do the wrong thing. Like, you're like, I've been there. I've done all that. I can tell you it's empty, but like, look at what I found in Jesus. So you're like the best example for all those girls.
Yeah.
And I'm secretly so jealous because I want to do that job. I want to go into high schools and talk to girls all day long.
So cool.
It's just so cool.
It is just crazy. I mean, because even like, I literally will go, like, I will go to the college I went to.
Wow.
And like, talk about Jesus and I'm like, oh, it's just so humbling. I say it so much, but it really is because it's like, I don't deserve to be able to do this, and I'm not worthy to do this, but because God has called me to it, like, I can live a life
worthy
of it. What
did you say before the podcast? Like, because of the grace
of
God.
Yeah, I was listening to a sermon last night, and it was talking about, like, by the grace of God, one day you can look back and, like, see him in, like, all the little moments and stuff.
Yeah.
And it's, like, it's so true about everything. Like, by the grace of God, I can see, like, he allowed these things and he allowed, like, all of these things because of, like, right now. Like, because, like, I get to use that now to,
so
like, for his glory. Because, like, that's what it's all about is, like, to bring his name glory. And it's cool to, like, know, like, even, like, the things we go through now, everything, it's, like, by the grace, one day I'm going to look back now and be like, oh, there he was.
Yep.
Like, he was right there, too.
And even just down to the days.
Yes.
I mean, down to the days. It was the same with Elise. Like, down to Christmas Day when she found out she was pregnant. It's, like, down to the 3-year marker and the 1-year marker of y'all's relationship. Like, God is so intentional. If you have the eyes to see it, like, you will see it. And it'll blow you away.
He's so sweet. It's so true. You truly do just have to, like, have the eye, like, have your eyes open, like, be willing to, like, see what he has and, like, the little things. Because it'd be so easy to miss that.
So
like,
true.
Like, not to pick up on those little details. Yep. But he is a God who cares about the little things.
He
does. And, like, the little details and everything matters. And it's sweet when you can, like, just join in with him on that.
It's so cool. It's like the classic prayer, like, give us the eyes to see and the ears to hear and the heart to receive.
Yeah.
Like, there's a reason you pray those things. Because it's like, truly, like, if I have the eyes to see you, I'm going to see you.
Yes.
If I have the ears to hear you, I'm going to hear you. If I have the heart to receive what you're saying, and I'm going to receive it.
Yeah.
And, like, my life's going to change for the better. So this is so good, Lydia. I'm like, every time I get to sit across from a friend and hear their story, because I know these stories, but it's like, it makes me smile. It makes me cry because I'm like, God is so good. And his faithfulness over every story is so crazy. Like, the fact that he is, we have this in Ella Worship, our song, Promise to the End. It's like, you're the lion and the lamb, redeemer and a friend.
Yeah.
And the reason why we put those four words is like, He is this big, huge God that's like faithful to creation and all things.
Yeah.
But he's also a friend and he's faithful to you personally. And like that to me is just like mind blowing. It's so cool. Well, thank you for sharing your story. Yes. I know you change girls' lives every day when you walk in their school, but I know for a fact girls who are listening are being moved and changed by your story. And I love how in the Bible, like the first preacher really was like the woman at the well when Jesus said, go and tell your people.
That's my favorite.
And she, come on. And she goes and tells her community, and people come to know Jesus because of her story.
Yeah.
And like, I strongly believe that's happening right now all over the world. People who are listening to this because of your story. And so thanks for the podcast.
Thank you so much. It's been so fun.